Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Good morning. Here's what people are talking about March the 28th. Nope, no winner Powerball last night, but a mill from Mega close by. Squishy Easter will tell you if we know that might be the case. Exciting news tomorrow, 8:15 a.m. on this program. Still missing from Muncie. And your chance to win a car around Muncie is creating quite a buzz. Good morning. I'm Steve Lindell. We'll get to President Mearns in just a moment. Let's check the weather into the Easter weekend. The early outlook from meteorologist Paul Poteet.
It's a frosty start for Thursday morning, but temperatures will return to nearly normal numbers this afternoon. Nice display of sunshine today as high pressure takes over at the surface. High of 54. Partly cloudy tonight, low temperature not as cold with a low of 37. And for Good Friday, we're up to 63. It'll be partly sunny tomorrow. Well, we've got a disturbance moving in and hanging out through the weekend. So scattered showers and storms anytime Friday night, especially after midnight. And then into Saturday, chances will be there. High of 65. Also a chance Easter Sunday, mainly in the afternoon and evening. High of 58. And an early heads up that the showers and storms Monday could produce heavy rain and strong storms.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Poteet. Now live to the campus of Ball State University, a presidential address. Right now, Jeffrey Mearns is my guest. Technology working flawlessly. You are a genius, President Mearns.
Well, I've got good people to help me, and so it's good to speak with you and good to be connected. How are you this morning, Steve?
I'm great. Always better when I talk to you. We have a lot of things to cover, including another holiday coming up on Sunday. We all know your propensity to be injured on holidays. We'll get to that towards the end of the interview. I saw a note yes, it did. There's screws in your ankle to prove it. State of the schools coming up. This is the Muncie Community Schools, and you are one of the three listed as speaking May the 8th. Will you get 33% of the speaking time? How does that work?
No, I don't. Dr. K and Jim Williams, the board chair, will share a lot of the good news about the Muncie Community Schools. And I'll be there just to reinforce the message that all of us here at Ball State are proud of the partnership and look forward to continued success in supporting their very important efforts.
What would you say are the maybe one or two biggest positive changes at Muncie Community Schools since the state-voted arrangement began?
Well, I think it's, if you give me a little bit of time, it's maybe more than one or two. First of all, the new administration, the school board, the wonderful teachers and staff, they've stabilized enrollment in the district. In fact, enrollment now is increasing for the second year in a row. That's the first time in back-to-back year enrollment increases in years, maybe generations. That has also then enabled the board to produce a balanced budget and reduce debt, which then, because of the balanced budget, the board has been able to increase compensation, particularly for the outstanding teachers. You know, for 10 years prior to the partnership, the teachers and staff in the Muncie Community Schools hadn't received a raise in a decade. And in just the first 5 years of the partnership, teacher compensation in the district has increased almost 40%, because we all know that what really will drive the success of the students is quality, dedicated teachers and staff in the classroom and in the hallways. And then that balanced budget has also helped the school to invest in renovating and upgrading facilities, several elementary schools. You've probably seen the new football stadium and the new track. You know, athletics can be for both a college but also for a school system the front porch of a school district. It sends a message about the quality of the instruction and the pride people have in the school. So, and that, you know, what they're doing is creating that virtuous cycle where good teachers and good facilities cause an increase in enrollment, which gives additional revenue to continue to invest in people in programs. So a lot of good things happening at MCS over the last few years.
Still on the subject of MCS, what do you think is the single largest challenge that remains in the Ball State overseeing the Muncie Community School system?
Well, I think it's a challenge that persists in our community. You know, many of the families here in Muncie continue to face significant socioeconomic challenges, and those challenges make it difficult for these families sometimes to meet the basic needs of their children. And that's why we need to continue to mobilize community support. You know, back when we embraced this partnership, we said this wasn't about just about Ball State. This was about Ball State helping to mobilize a community-wide effort. And I'm grateful to our friends in the George and Francis Ball Foundation who've really contributed to that work. So we're all in this together to support the children in the Muncie Community Schools. And, you know, and if I can say, you know, just one last thing.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot more work to do. I've shared some of the successes, but because of those challenges, there's a lot more work to do to fulfill the fundamental commitment that we articulated, that I shared, you know, when we went down this pathway, which is the, you know, kind of the promise or the pledge that I made was that we were going to provide every child in Muncie with access to a high quality public education. And we're on the path to do that. And to me, the most gratifying part of this partnership, when I have a chance to speak to a parent or to a family member, and what they say and what I've heard on several occasions is that this partnership is giving them hope for their child, hope that their child has an opportunity for a brighter future. And that's why we're in this, and that's why it's so, so gratifying.
Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns, my guest Steve Lindell, WMUN's Delaware County Today. Mr. Mearns is a learned scholar, always does very well with our WMUN word of the day. I give him no advance warning. Deedle is the word today. Deedle is the word of the day. Please work it in somehow, some way before the end
of
our...
How do you spell it?
D-A-E-D-A-L. I'll do it again, like the spelling bee. D-A-E-D-A-L. Googling that word now. Well, that's up to you, learned scholar. That's what I'm trying to... I'm trying to impress upon our listeners here. Come on now.
I'm struggling with this one.
You have Google on your computer right in front of you. Come on now.
I'm on my phone with you. That's what I have in front of me, and I'm on my phone. I don't want to Google it because I might drop this very important connection.
Skillful, artistic, intricate, adorned with many things. Okay, there's your definition.
Wow, you are really smart.
Well, I just read from the calendar provided by my brother for Christmas. It's the word of the day with President Mearns. Okay, now to SB 202. You very kindly talked to me about this shortly after it was dealt with at the state legislature, and I think last week. There was an article by the Ball State newspaper that seemed to indicate that you spent some time explaining your position on it on behalf of the university, and the paper seemed to indicate that you were somehow defending your position, which you shared with me a couple of weeks ago, saying that legislation was not much different than the way BSU has been operating. Did the paper get it right or wrong, and what do we need to know about SB 202?
Sure. So we had a board meeting last Friday, a board meeting of our Board of Trustees. And as is our practice, I get a chance to do a president's report at the end of the board meeting. And I use that time at the meeting to share my views about SB 202, as I had shared with you. I had previously done that on a couple of occasions at the University Senate, but I continued to hear questions from our faculty and staff. So I used that forum, and then my practice, Steve, is after the board meeting is to send out an email to campus, and which goes to all faculty and staff. And so I appended the text of my remarks to that email so that they could understand my position. As you said just a moment ago, I mean, the basic point, the fundamental principle of having both cultural diversity and promoting intellectual diversity isn't new on our campus. We've already been doing both of them. And I shared in my comments several examples of how we're doing both and responded to some of the criticism that I've heard along the way. So I didn't feel the need to defend my position. I really felt it was important to explain in that public forum and then communicate it broadly, because I don't think I hadn't really shared all of my views previously with all of our faculty and staff. So I used that occasion to do it.
Our President Jeffrey Mearns on WMUN. We are March 28th live. The timestamp in the interview for those that podcast this at a later date. You asked for the definition. Leo Furlong, fifth grader at Burris, could probably pull off the spelling of Deedle all by Leo's self. How about the champion of the regional spelling bee there, huh?
Yeah, what an impressive young man. Yeah, Leo probably not only could spell it, he probably would have known the definition as well. And so congratulations. You know, Burris is another one of the K-12 schools that we support here in Muncie, and proud of Leo, I'm sure his family is as well. I was a decent speller, but I don't want to take on Leo.
Okay. All right. Ball State University Foundation revealed the university's top 10 students from its third annual list there. None from Muncie, Yorktown, or even Delaware County. President Mearns, what a ripoff.
Well, so first of all, we select, the foundation and the Alumni Association picks a top 100.
Yeah.
And then at the event last Saturday, we celebrated the top 50, the top 25, the top 10, and the top 2. Boy, you know, I wish, Steve, I wish you or your listeners could be there to hear some of the remarkable things that these young people are doing. It's a very competitive process to be selected in our top 100, and certainly very selective to be, very competitive to be selected in the top 10. And just so that you know, I had a chance to meet several of the students and their families. And so we literally were celebrating extraordinary students from around the world. I met the parents of a young woman who was in the top 10 who lives north of Toronto in Canada, and they traveled down for the event. Then I met a family who traveled from Spain to come celebrate the success of our students. And to top it all off, I met the family of another student in that select group who had traveled all the way from Burma to come to Ball State, to come to Muncie, to celebrate the success of their child. So, As you can tell, it's a pretty competitive group, so anybody should be really proud, even if they get into that top 100.
Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns kind enough to join us on WMUN. One Ball State Day, the award-winning fundraising event, returns on Wednesday, April 3. Aside from a gigantic check, what can I do to help you, President Mearns?
Okay, well, we'll come back to that in just a second, because you could give a gigantic check,
well,
but we'll come back to
that. You still haven't received the one that was intended to rename the Letterman Building the Lindell Building, but that one apparently is lost in the mail still.
Yeah, well, I told you I'd come by and pick up the replacement, so just let me know. I can come down there as soon as I hang up this phone. So, yeah, it's the sixth annual One Ball State Day, another great event created and executed by our partners in the Ball State Foundation. Our goal is to raise over $1 million once again. I think that'd be the third or fourth consecutive year. Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
You or anybody listening, you don't have to write a gigantic check.
Oh.
We count every gift of $5 or more. Every gift of $5 or more counts towards that total. In fact, one of the things, in addition to counting the dollars, we also count the donors, because we value the enthusiastic and energy and the participation of everybody. So here's what you can do, Steve,
okay,
to help.
All right.
One of the things you can do is you can come to campus. You can do some live broadcasts. We've got Dash and Splash in Llewellyn Pool at noon. I'll be handing out pizza to students at 12:30 on the plaza in front of Emmons. Oh. And there's another event. Emmons Plaza is the center of activities. And here's my offer to you.
Okay.
Jennifer and I have already committed $2,500 as a challenge match that the foundation will use to encourage other donors.
Okay.
I've got a special offer just for you.
All right.
Whatever you contribute on One Ball State Day, Jennifer and I will match dollar for dollar. In addition to the $2,500 that we've already offered as a match, we will match any contribution you make dollar for dollar, no limit.
All right, put me down for 100 right now. I'll talk to Nancy when I get home, and she's probably going to make me feel bad and increase that, knowing full well that you, just on the radio, laid out your checkbook, as it were.
Yes, and you know, and you could add another zero to that 100.
Can let me tell you something. Do I get a brick or something at the illegal NDOT roundabout that has a stop sign on campus? Can I get a brick or something?
We can get you a brick. If you make it 2,000, I'll get you 10
wait
bricks.
A second. Come on now. What are you doing?
Look, your 2,000 turns into 4,000 for these outstanding students and our outstanding faculty and staff. It's for a great cause, Steve, and this is your chance to leverage my money.
You have not used the word deedle yet. By the way, the pizza that you're going to hand out, that pizza, is it going to be from the robot?
No, the pizza is deedalicious.
No, it's not proper. That is not acceptable.
I'm sorry, I tried.
That is not acceptable.
I tried.
Final update here on the devastating, horrific, blood-curdling injury. Dr. Joe Moshevitz, a former loyal professor at Ball State University, has his own injury of a shoulder. I told him that he should take you on for a tennis match before you are completely healed from that ping pong incident. Can you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, so yesterday, today is exactly 4 months from the date of the surgery, not the injury, the surgery. Okay. I met with the surgeon yesterday, wonderful Dr. Herbst up at Central Indiana Orthopedics, put my ankle back together.
Not a sponsor, but could be. Yeah, go ahead.
He's cleared me to continue exercising. I can do everything. I can walk. I can ride the bicycle. And so I'm hoping over the next few weeks, maybe with a little physical therapy, to begin jogging again. So thank you for your question. And I also want to thank everybody who's been wonderfully supportive to me during this, I don't want to say difficult time. Let's just say it's been unfun.
Oh, yeah, I got it. You like running and stuff, too. Now, you've got an Easter gathering, I'm sure, coming up this weekend with family. Will there be any sort of competitive, athletic, or non-athletic event that might injure you again?
No, actually, family won't be here. My wife will be spending time with our daughter and two of our grandsons who are out in California. Okay. And the rest of my kids are spread around the country and actually spread around the world. So, we'll be celebrating probably on a Zoom call.
Oh, will you be going to the eSports lab and playing video games, or what are you going to do? I mean, I feel bad.
No, I'm not a video game guy. So hopefully you'll get a better weather report than the one you gave just before our conversation.
Hey,
I'd like to be outside and enjoy some spring weather.
I'm in publicity. I am not in promotion. I mean, somebody else does the weather. I just read the words. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you do a great job of it.
You're a fine sir and an outstanding representative of our world that we live in here in little old Muncie, Indiana. Thank you, President Mearns. Always a great pleasure.
You're welcome, Steve, and happy Easter to everyone who's listening and celebrating.
All right, thanks very much, President Jeffrey Mearns, Ball State University. Boy, we went long. We had a lot to cover with him. What did he say about the robot pizza? I'm replaying that in my head. Has he yet had the robot pizza machine? I don't think he has. Why don't we got to add that to the list the next time we talk to him? Let us take a break and be right back. Victoria Spartz is booked Bottom of Hour Live this morning on WMUN.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two.
Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
Fair warning, Monday is All Fool's Day. Before the end of the hour, if I have time, I will tell you what Emily Guffey just did to me in advance of that day. Let's get a snapshot of our day today, though.
It's March 28th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Black Forest Cake Day. This decadent dessert hails from the Black Forest mountain range in southwest Germany, where a special liqueur is folded into the cake mixture. Traditionally, this is a chocolate cake with multiple layers of whipped cream and cherries before being decorated with more whipped cream, more cherries, and chocolate shavings. In the UK, pastry makers also add sour cherries and Kirschwasser, a liqueur of tart cherries. However, there is an actual law on the books in Germany that Kirsch must be part of the mixture if it's to be considered authentic. Also on this date, in 1885, the Salvation Army in the U.S. is officially organized. And in 1963, the New York Titans of the AFL changed the team name to New York Jets after the franchise is sold. If it's your birthday today, you share it with Hall of Fame head basketball coach Jerry Sloan, born in 1942. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN Live Radio in Muncie, Indiana, USA, and in Minnesota, too. We're on at Mike Rhodes' house. Hey, we're everywhere. We're everywhere. Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, scheduled next on WMUN.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text AREA to 424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 42424. That's AREA to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAKO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. Go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. The best athletes don't just play the game, they change it. When it comes to investing, GameBridge Edge is doing the same. Their online platform does things differently because it's designed to put you in charge of growing your own savings. It's intuitive, it's easy, and best of all, it's on your terms. No wonder GameBridge has earned the trust of 40% repeat customers. It's a better way to invest because it's investing your way. Get started today with as little as $1,000 at GameBridge.io.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralask brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
As we await the connection with Congresswoman Victoria Sparks, that is still to come. Indiana Silver Alert still active for Ella Saylor. This is from February 3rd when the 15-year-old white female disappeared. The family continues to worry and needs information. If you know anything about the whereabouts of Ella Saylor from Muncie, Indiana, please call the Muncie Police Department, 765-747-4838, or you may dial 911. It is 8:31 on March the 28th. Our weather includes a pretty good day today, with more sun expected tomorrow on Good Friday, I guess. 53 this afternoon, and 64 planned for Friday's high. Saturday's high, 68. Some forecasters are saying closer to 68 or 69 degrees. We are always in contact with meteorologist Paul Poteet. He will be telling us the weather, well, every hour, all day, on WMUN and the rest of the Woof Boom Radio Group. While we have just a moment, we want you to know that pre-nomination time is here for our annual event called Muncie's Quest for the Best. This is the way we lift up local businesses. And starting April the 10th will be when you'll be able to nominate anybody and everybody for consideration to be voted on to be the best of the best in the Muncie, Delaware County area specifically. This effort is presented by Magna and is put on by Woof Boom Radio and all of our stations, including WMUN. Again, nominations begin Wednesday, April 10th. I think that day specifically at noon, but April 10th is the date that starts. Then, after some time, we will then have voting time going on. And at the end of the process, we end up awarding these great awards and the honor of being the best of the best in the Muncie, Delaware County area, as voted on by the public. You and everybody else can do that. We'll explain more about how the voting process begins when we move through the timing of the whole situation and scenario. Steve Lindell, live radio, WMUN, working on our connection with the Congresswoman. We are in progress right now with that, and we'll have Victoria Sparks on momentarily, as long as technology allows us to. Here's a quick Powerball note. No one matched all the numbers for Powerball, so no jackpot winner last night. The Mega Millions from earlier this week did have that grand prize winner, New Jersey, I think. We found out just yesterday or last night there is one Indiana $1 million winner. That ticket was purchased in Fort Wayne, so if you have a ticket from a Fort Wayne store, you may want to check your numbers. All right, let's go to our live lines now and speak to a Congresswoman, Victoria Sparks from the 5th District of Indiana, joining us right now. Good morning, Congresswoman. Thanks for joining us again this morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Steve. Always a pleasure.
The most recent vote on funding the government this past weekend happened again. It seems like for the millionth time. What was your vote, and why did you choose to vote in that fashion?
Well, unfortunately, we are back to voting for omnibuses. And unfortunately, we're back making four-corner deals, and actually more Democrats than Republicans voted for that bill. And I couldn't support that legislation, and I'll tell you why. There were a lot of things in that legislation I didn't like. There were a few things that I could support, but the most important thing that we did not provide any border security in that deal. And unfortunately, we had a Department of Homeland Security appropriation in there, and it didn't include border security. So I couldn't vote for that. That's a hill I think we should, as a Republican, we should die on. It's a huge national security issue, and we didn't take that hill. It's that a very, very serious issue.
Next item here, the farm bill I'd like to talk about. You've talked to me several times about your feeling of how important that is. What's the status of that legislation?
Well, as I said, I almost pretty much gave up on this Congress with doing anything, in the remaining times, anything positive. So actually, the farm bill, it's a very important bill. We look at every bill. I don't know if your listeners understand. Every 5 years, we reauthorize farm bill to where we can adjust our policies. And I think it's becoming more and more difficult for any smaller farmer to survive with regulations and everything what's happening and really inflationary pressure. So we really need to look how we can, cut some red tape and regulation and help smaller farmers. That bill was punted, to October, and I worry that it might be also another extension, and we'll be probably voting for that in next Congress. So we'll see. I'm still trying to push our farm committee to do something this summer, but if we wait till October, no one is going to do anything productive. And October, as you know, it's going to be very tough and big election, and people are going to be concentrating on that.
Congresswoman Victoria Spartz live with us on WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell with the Congresswoman here talking about various subjects on My Notes. TikTok, there's been so much talk about that in the D.C. and, beyond there, I guess. What is your position on the TikTok legislation and why?
Well, this is, I'm a free enterprise person, but here we're not talking about free enterprise. I'm actually one of the sponsors of that bill, and I'll tell you why. We have communist China collecting data on Americans. And this company is owned by China, and let's not kid ourselves. If you are, owned and founded in a communist country, you are accountable to that government. You're not going to be a business if you're not. So we need to understand that. So that bill is always talking about it, that Chinese needed to divest from that company. And if they're not going to divest, then we shouldn't have this company doing business here because they collect data, they manipulate data. And then they after us, let's not kid ourselves. They did a lot of, we did a lot of dumb things to destroy manufacturing, create very bad policy, be dependent now China, not dealing with supply chain. Pretty much, if you're doing business in China, you don't pay taxes. If you're doing business in the United States, you pay huge taxes and regulations and everything else. But now they are on attack, and you see that they've done during the pandemic. You've seen that they're doing now. They really create, supply chain issues. Sometimes even on purpose, I truly believe, and really try to come after our country. And if they have data about our people, they can manipulate people because you can collect data and then send information. And, through social media, you can really change public opinions and create a lot of cyber threats. So I think this is a must bill, and I hope Senate is not going to fold. But considering where Chuck Schumer and Biden been, how soft on China they've been, I wouldn't be surprised if that might be another fight we need to win with President Trump.
Victoria Spartz, have you ever doubted your decision to decide to run again?
Listen, I, as I said, you know, this is a tour of duty. I never wanted to be a lifelong politician like a lot of people do. It's a huge responsibility. But considering where we are in this challenging time and how many big issues that I work extremely hard with, it's border security, healthcare, that we need to deliver, and understanding that it's not going to happen, you know, in this current Congress, because most Republicans, and unfortunately many of them who run for office, it's really just to benefit themselves, and they're not going to be fighting very radical, almost like, you know, get into socialism, communist party on another side in D.C. And, you know, and we're going to be losing again, but we cannot lose for the American people. We cannot lose for a lot of people to sacrifice our lives. So, of course, I don't like when, you know, when you go through, you know, a lot of, you know, people spend money when they don't have a record or have a bad one, attacking you with lies. No one likes that. Unfortunately, it became part of politics. And when I see what President Trump is going through, no, I'm okay with that. But no one likes that. But that's okay. I think this is too important of a time for the country. And I cannot abandon the good people, really, that I represent that care a lot.
Last thing, just for fun. I mean, every office in the world, I think, is in an NCAA pool, you know, the brackets for the thing. Is there a congressional pool? Do you have a bracket at your place of work? And if so, who is your national champion on your bracket for the NCAA tournament?
Actually, we have between classes in Congress, and I've been so busy with politics, you know, and busy with work that I probably should have done it. And if I would, I would definitely, you know, support my my Hoosiers here.
Okay, all right, so, all right. So you'd probably be you'd be on the Boilermakers, Purdue Boilermakers in the state.
I would be, and I actually, even though, you know, I mean, IU is not even there, but like as IU graduate, my husband is a Purdue. I still like Purdue more. I'll be honest with you. Maybe just in the lot of things, the policies they're much better. IU became a little bit more, you know, too much liberal from my perspective, but I'm not going to hold it or any gradients of IU. You know, I myself actually used to teach there, but I think, you know, I probably would be partial for them for that reason. But we have a lot of people in our, you know, conference that's very, very engaged. And I used to be more engaged, but now I'm more engaged with politics and drama, so maybe sometime I'll have fun, but I will be definitely routed.
I got you. Thank you for letting me talk about that. Victoria Spartz, always a pleasure. I look forward to the next conversation.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me.
Fifth District Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, live on WMUN on this March the 28th. Again, not to be redundant, we give a time and date stamps during our interviews because the podcasts posted by Emily Guffey, my producer, they are listened to and or viewed, depending on if there's a visual part of it, you know, later in the day or night or days to come. So we want to make sure we have that data and information included in our post. We have more to come this morning, including but not limited to, stand by, I've lost my notes. Where's my notes? Hold on. Oh, here we go. There was more than one tornado. A new piece of data coming from the National Weather Service just yesterday. That is next on WMUN.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their story on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Thinking about taking that injectable diabetes med to lose weight? Oh, your goal is to lose weight, right? The drug manufacturer's website says that an average 220-pound user loses 12 pounds over 56 weeks. Hi, this is Zola from PlanZDiet.com. Plan Z dieters on average lose 31 pounds in 50 days. Do you really want to wait 56 weeks? I know, there are juicy pictures on the internet of people who have lost more. But the Today Show just featured a woman who gained 8 pounds using the drug, so she quit, and then she gained 20 more. So that happens too. The drug's reported side effects are no fun either. Nausea, diarrhea, kidney issues. Even the FDA says that when you stop taking the drug, you're likely to gain the weight back lightning fast. Don't worry, Plan Z has my ZR50 Crave Control Spray. It helps you with the detox, the cravings, the crabbiness, and more. Still thinking about that shot to lose weight? It's up to you, but I'd check out Plan Z Diet first. PlanZDiet.com.
Save big money and transform your home with Menards' huge selection of lighting. Find your style with Patriot Lighting and give your home an updated look. Patriot Lighting provides the largest in-stock selection of interior lighting with over 350 lights, so you can find the perfect match for your decor. Hurry in to stroll through our lighting showroom and browse our extensive collection today, or check out all our lighting options on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Attention all Hoosiers, a historically important election is headed our way. The time to prepare for the election is now. Are you registered to vote? Do you have a plan to vote? The Indiana Secretary of State's office wants to remind you, registering to vote or updating your registration is fast, easy, and can be done online at indianavoters.com. You must be registered 30 days before Election Day, so get registered and get out to vote. This message is sponsored by the Indiana Secretary of State's office.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is Jason May State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jason May is your go-to agent in Muncie for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jason May has you covered. Call 747-7100 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Next item, if you're keeping score, 6 tornadoes have now touched down in Indiana this year.
By now, you've probably heard about the EF3 tornado that touched down at Winchester March 14th and traveled 40 miles into Ohio. But the National Weather Service confirmed it was actually 2 in this same night. It was an EF2 that landed just east of Ball State and traveled for 4.5 miles through Selma before fizzling out. 4 tornadoes landed in Indiana that night. The total of the year is up to 6, which is above average. Harrison Silcox, Network Indiana.
Next up is our local news summary on WMUN. What you pay in taxes is one of the many topics discussed Tuesday night at that debate on LBC featuring 4 Republican candidates running for Indiana governor. John Herrick has the story.
One of those candidates, Indiana Senator Mike Braun, says rather than taxing Hoosiers too much,
there are other ways to get revenues by making government work more efficiently, including looking at our Department of Transportation to see if they're doing their job correctly, maybe get some savings there to spend more on roads and bridges.
Indiana's Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch says she wants to get rid of the state's income tax, but that would happen over time. All the candidates believe property taxes are too high. Eric Doden says those property taxes need to be capped for senior citizens living on fixed incomes. Tuesday night's debate was hosted by Fox 59. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Killeen. First steps toward the revitalization of Athletic Park approved by the Anderson Board of Public Works. Herald Bulletin reporting the board approved a contract in the amount of $2.1 million to relocate water mains at both Athletic and Edgewater Parks. The city received $1.5 million in state-ready grant funds for the project. Tickets now on sale for Painting a Brighter Picture by Fighting Hunger, Feeding Hope, the Soup Kitchen of Muncie's 30th anniversary gala, happening Saturday, April 20th at the Horizon Convention Center. It will feature an art auction, a curated menu, and interactive performances as well. You can find out more at soupkitchenofmuncie.org.
There will likely not be a new farm bill until early 2025, says 6th District Congressman Greg Pence.
The reason it's not a bad thing is because there are some folks that really wanted to chop some things out of that bill, and I'm talking about in the Republican Party as well as in the Democrat Party. They really wanted to kind of gut some of the support programs that the farmers look for, some of the programs that open up markets for the farmers. So I think a continuation at this point of the farm bill isn't the worst thing that could happen at this time.
He told me this week on WMUN News Radio that the old bill will stay in place until Congress deals with it. The Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore will have a specific impact on the Hoosier economy. Ryan Hedrick explains.
The automotive industry faces hardship, says Amy David, a Purdue University business professor. She says that Baltimore's currently closed port, though significant, is not one of the largest on the East Coast.
But it is special in that a lot of cars and light trucks are brought in through Baltimore.
Light cars from Europe and the Middle East, which play a critical role in creating healthy competition in the American market. Ryan Hedrick, Network, Indiana.
Anderson's flagship enterprise recently held their annual pitch night, an opportunity for businesses to compete for a financial prize to put toward expansion. Winning this year, entrepreneurs Josh and Sharon Stafford. Their plan to revitalize the West Central neighborhood started with Jackrabbit Coffee, and now they're opening Little Shop of Flores Plant Shop. Josh told us, though, it's not just about the business.
What I do absolutely love is building community and building networks of people.
Brett Busby, WMUN Radio News.
Saturday, right before our 11 a.m. extended pregame coverage of Wapahani basketball, anchored by Jared Boomer, WMUN Radio will have Paige Turners at 8, connected with Lindsay Marie 8:30 and 9 a.m. this week in Delaware County with Greg Pence, the League of Women Voters, and parts 1 and 2 of the Republican governor's debate from Tuesday night, 92.5 FM, 1340 a.m., and Alexa Play, WMUN. Ever felt like groceries are costing you more than the official numbers suggest? Ryan Hedrick reports.
You're definitely not alone. A report from Purdue University shows that while the government reports a modest rise in food prices, many of us feel like they're a lot steeper.
Prices across the economy are higher. When, for example, your rent rises or your housing payment rises, that leaves less money to spend on other things, including food.
Purdue University agricultural professor Joe Balagta says food prices skyrocketed in the summer but have since tapered off. Ryan Hedrick, Network, Indiana.
Be an informed voter without the spin. Make sure you're registered too, says Linda Hansen.
You can go to vote411.org and you can check your registration. You can register. You can apply for an absentee ballot. You can see where your polling place is. You can see who the candidates are on your ballot. And you can read about the candidates, provided the candidates respond to the League's request to upload their information.
From the Muncie, Delaware County League of Women Voters, April 8th is the deadline to be registered for the May 7th primary election. Three women face several federal drug charges after they were caught trying to smuggle meth through the Indianapolis International Airport.
The trio of women were caught back in December after state police were tipped off about them in October. Court documents say when troopers pulled them over after they had left the airport in a rental car, they couldn't get their story straight about a funeral that they were in town for. That's when troopers searched the car and found 112 pounds of meth, which is worth roughly $1 million on the street. All three were arrested on the spot. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
More weekend radio planning for the special extended pregame of the Wapahani State Championship game, anchored by Jared Boomer. Never heard before interviews by Fire Chief Randy Reed, Highway Superintendent Tommy Humbert, and Principal Mark Fahey, with stories of the community coming together after those storms. And reporter Brett Busby has more on the United Way's efforts to help with recovery, too. All of them are hopeful for more history at the end of that day. 11 a.m.'s the pregame, 92.5 FM, 1340 a.m., and Alexa, play WMUN. More sun safety with Dr. McCreese. How do you know if you have the proper protection? How are they labeled?
As you look on the inside of the glasses, the ones that go against your temples, there should be a notation that these are safe for direct sun viewing, and they comply to the ISO 12132-2, which is the international standard for watching directly the sun.
McCreese Vision Group is a sponsor of WLBC. All right, and more of that interview will be available. In fact, it already is on our website with Dr. McCreese on WMUNMuncie.com.
Heads up, tomorrow morning, lots of Wapahani talk with Mark Forster. He will attend. In fact, he might be emceeing the YMCA charity breakfast for Good Friday at the Horizon Convention Center. He'll be live with us at the conclusion of that event to talk about what he saw and encountered at the breakfast event, as well as the Wapahani State Championship plan for broadcast and excitement on Saturday. We'll also have some fun news about a gigantic Easter egg hunt in Muncie on Saturday morning. Brad Robertson will be the guest. That'll do it for this morning. For Emily Guffey in the Axia Command Center producing this morning's broadcast, I'm Steve Lindell wishing you a great rest of your March 28th on WMUN.